We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The search for Brian Laundry appears to be over. Jim Ryan is joining us now. Jim, we know human remains were found in the area where the search was going on.
Yeah, and found very close to a backpack and a notepad that may be connected to Brian Laundry, at least according to the family. The parents went out looking in the park yesterday with some FBI agents, and that's when they found this bag that appeared to contain things that belonged to Brian Laundry. Interesting that the parents were there with the FBI at the time, but this is where the case stands right now. It's thought that those remains are those of Brian Laundry, but we won't know for sure for a couple of weeks at least, Brian.
It is interesting that the parents were there, almost seemingly bringing the FBI to that location. Have they been part of the search prior to yesterday?
No, not at that park. Yesterday was the first day that it had actually been open to the public after it had been cordoned off by the FBI as a part of the search, Susan. So yesterday was the first time that that anyone beyond law enforcement was able to go into the park, and that's when the parents said, well, we'd like to go out there and look as well. And so the parents of Brian Laundry went out and stumbled upon, the attorney said it was happenstance that they found these items that apparently belonged to their son.
Now, will the search continue to go on in the same way? Are we going to wait for an official word today? Is that expected to happen?
Probably not today in terms of the identification of the remains. They apparently were quite badly decomposed, had been out there for some time. The area has been subject to rain and flooding and all sorts of problems there in nature. And so it's not going to be a quick identification process, but we may learn a little bit more today about what the FBI has discovered beyond those remains, beyond the backpack and the other items. Of course, the question still is, what happened to Gabby Petito? Was she in fact killed by Brian Laundry or someone else? We don't know that. Of course, the two of them had been traveling across the country. The two engaged, apparently, to be married, and this all broke apart in a tragic way.
Yeah, it sure did. And one other thing, too, on this site, had they searched it before?
Well, they had, and that's why it was locked off from the public, because the only people inside were FBI and local police. And so, yeah, there had been a fairly thorough search. There's no telling why these either human remains or this backpack or other evidence had not been located before. I can tell you that as a part of all of this, the Gabby Petito disappearance, the Brian Laundry disappearance, there have reportedly been five homicides that have been cleared by these searches, completely unrelated to this couple, bodies that have been found out there. In either Florida or in Wyoming or other places. So it's bizarre. It makes you think how many bodies are out there scattered around the country.
Yeah, that is unbelievable to think about. Hey, Jim, thanks so much. It's Jim Ryan joining us live this morning.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.